This is the Uplink Marketing Podcast, and today's episode is titled, Where the Magic Happens. Here we go. Last week's podcast episode, Adding Noise to the Silence, was my favorite episode I've ever recorded. When I sat down to write it, it just seemed to flow out of me. It's as if the words were there waiting to be discovered, and the discovery process wasn't even a difficult one. It was uplifting, inclusive, told a story, and pointed in the direction of truth. All things that I value, but oftentimes have difficulty communicating with words. Recently, I've been noticing a trend amongst the stories told by people I admire. Here's my oversimplified version of it. A person wants something badly. The desire to achieve that something, make that something, or be that someone is so strong that they can't focus on anything else. A comedian wants to be the best hour-long special. An author wants to write the best book. A business owner wants to make the most money. A screenwriter wants to write the best screenplay. The individual does everything they can to achieve it, but something is off. It's as if the harder they try, the more they focus, the more they move in the opposite direction. Obstacles arise out of thin air at the most inopportune times. Eventually, one of two things happens. The person gives in and accepts that the thing they want so badly and have given themselves to for so long will never happen. They move on. Or the person accomplishes the great thing that they desire and it doesn't fulfill them. They are troubled and confused, being at the place they thought would bring them joy and happiness. The thing they thought they desired wasn't what they wanted all along. They move on. And it's as if in that very moment, all of a sudden, they realize they already have what they were looking for all along. Versions of this story are told in books and movies all the time. The most recent one I watched was with my wife. It was Onward, which is on Disney Plus. And in fact, I think all stories are a version of this, and great teachers tell this story with their words and with their lives. Jesus says it in the Gospel of Thomas, chapter 2, "If you are searching, you must not stop until you find. When you find, however, you will become troubled. Your confusion will give way to wonder. In wonder, you will reign over all things. Your sovereignty will be your rest." The Tao Te Ching, chapter 3, says, "The master helps people lose everything they know, everything they desire, and creates confusion in those who think that they know. Practice not doing, and everything will fall into place." It's as if when we stop trying and start flowing, that's when the magic happens. That's when the joke lands. The book seems to write itself. People want to watch the movie, and money doesn't quite mean the same thing as it did before. After all, that's what magic is, isn't it? A grand misdirection. Look over here while I do this other thing over here that you can't see. Go that way and expect this. You'll be surprised at what you find. That's what comedy is. You think you know what I'm going to say, but I end up saying something elephant. The magic doesn't always look like the hour-long special, a written book, the biggest business, or the most money, or the most popular podcast episode. The magic is more of a feeling. It is the wonder. It's the witnessing of things falling into place. That's where I seem to find myself right now. My favorite episode I've ever recorded is my least listened to episode. But more listens isn't what I really want, is it? I want expression. I want to create. I want to find. I want to lose everything I know and everything I desire, to be troubled, and to explore confusion. I want to practice not doing and experience the wonder and mystery of being. What in the hell does any of this have to do with marketing? You're hopefully asking yourself, looking at your phone to make sure you saw the name of this podcast correctly. Well, I believe most marketing is stuck in this first half of the story. Agencies help businesses to do more, achieve more, produce more, get more followers, make websites prettier, and search for new ways, only to be troubled by what is found. Sometimes it seems like we're all running in circles, forgetting what it feels like to wonder, forgetting what it feels like to not do. With Uplink Marketing, I desire to work with clients that are on the second part of that story. I want to work with people and businesses that are practicing not doing, people intentionally producing less and consuming less, making less for the good of the earth, and consuming less for the good of others. I believe we are experiencing something magical right now. What we thought was, isn't. We're losing what we know and what we desire. We're searching, but what we're finding is troubling. We are, right now, where the magic happens. May you be willing to let confusion give way to wonder and practice not doing, and in doing so, find that everything falls into place. May you reign over all things, and may sovereignty be your rest. Thanks for listening.